I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. If you're in the rapidly growing business of making and selling solar electricity panels, Germany has been the place to be for the last few years. The country's become the world's biggest market for solar power, and it's been a bonanza for the industry. Last year, nearly half of all new solar installations worldwide happened in Germany. But it now looks as if the German solar power industry is falling victim to its own success. Government subsidies are disappearing, and competition from foreign companies is on the rise. The World's Jerry Hatton has more from Munich.
On the eastern edge of Munich, construction crews are erecting a business park. Block after block of new glass office buildings line a busy street. Here, from the roof of one building, it's easy to spot a feature that all of the new structures have in common. Their roofs are blanketed with blue-black solar panels. It's an increasingly common sight in Germany. 2011 was a banner year for solar power here, where the green energy movement is among the strongest in the world. Munich has pledged to use only renewable energy by 2025, says Gerhard Urbanczyk of the City of Munich's Environment Department, and a big part of that supply will come from solar. The city is investing several $1 billion in solar fields, and Urbanczyk says the payoff will be financial as well as environmental.
You have to see the market context, that is, all renewable energy plants get more and more economic. All fossil fuels get more and more expensive, which guarantee that renewable energies remain economic.
Renewables have become economic here in part because of government subsidies that gave German solar its first big push over a decade ago. The system of price supports helped lead to a boom in the manufacture and installation of solar panels. But with that boom, says Germany's Minister of Economy, Philip Rösling, the subsidy program's now gotten too expensive. Plus, he says, it's become a disincentive for panel makers to cut prices and improve their technology.
Aber gleichzeitig sehen wir auch all die Nachteile, die Subventionen nun einmal mit sich bringen.
He says, we are all aware of the disadvantages that come with subsidies. In the end, we'll miss out on innovation because people will come to rely on fixed prices. We have to do everything we can to stay innovative, and this can only be achieved by market competition. So the government is starting to ratchet down the subsidies. They dropped 15% on January 1st and are set to drop more later this year. The move follows similar moves to cut renewable subsidies in Spain and the UK, but it comes at an especially bad time for German solar panel manufacturers. The booming solar market here has brought a flood of competition from outside Germany, mainly from China. Richard von Hen is with the German solar company Gerlicher. He says the influx of cheaper Chinese imports has shaken his industry to the core.
There are still too many modules in the market, and companies struggle. They sort of sell for prices way below their costs, and that sort of is not good for the market.
According to Germany's Solar Association, some 20,000 jobs were lost last year. Several once high-flying German solar companies have already closed their doors. And von Hen says the subsidy cuts are likely to force other companies out of business as well. But not everyone in the business here is glum about their outlook. After more than a decade of subsidies, known officially here as feed-in tariffs, the government thinks Germany's solar industry is poised to stand on its own two feet. Michael Povlin, a Munich-based manager of the panel maker Abound Solar, agrees. He says the next couple of years might be tough, but that the industry in general will benefit from quickly falling production costs.
They will be able to actually produce electricity cheaper than the end customer's price. And, of course, that's the place you want to be. You want to be independent of feed-in tariffs. You want to be measured how cheaply you can produce electricity, not on the will of the politicians that say, oh, now we want green energy, and next year now we don't want green energy.
Povlin and other industry leaders say Germany's solar market is hardly drying up. It's just getting more competitive, but just about everyone involved expects demand here to stay very strong. Even as the government cuts subsidies, it's maintaining its goal of weaning itself off nuclear power by 2020, and it's still counting on solar to help fill the energy gap. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Munich, Germany.